from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. For the first time in their 8-year history, the Timmins Rock are champions of the NOJHL. With the 4-2 score last night, they defeated the Sioux Thunderbirds 4-2 for the title. Harry Clark scored one of the goals and was named playoff MVP. The Rock head to Portage La Prairie, Manitoba next week to play for the Centennial Cup. The NOJHL is being asked to give Junior A hockey another go in Iroquois Falls. The Cochrane Crunch want permission to move half an hour down the highway from the Tim Horton Events Center to the Just Jordan Arena. League Commissioner Robert Mazuka confirms the application. Season tickets will be on sale at the Sports and Trade Show in Iroquois Falls this weekend to gauge community support. Back to local hockey history and the time in 1910 that Noah Timmins bet $40,000 on a game between Haileybury and Cobalt. Cobalt was up by 5 goals heading into the final period. Timmins offered $1,000 to the Haileybury player who scored the winning goal. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says the Haileybury team responded with 5 unanswered goals.
Horace Gall of Haileybury found the net in overtime, causing much celebration by the fans. And I imagine that Mr. Timmins, who won the bet and doled out the cool grand to Horace, was quite happy.
Thanks, as always, to Karen Bachman for making our weekly history feature possible. A locally written play about the opioid crisis in Timmins is one of 2 plays presented by the Knights and Lights from O'Gorman High School this Thursday night. Overdose is written by the school's lay chaplain, Mike Bueller. He says it's about a 20-year-old man who sells and uses opioids. It portrays the last 35 minutes of his life.
His girlfriend, who's sort of the mule for carrying drugs, brings the latest package, and then he's going to use and have an overdose.
Bueller says the play has some comedic moments. The second one, called Apostrophes, is a comedy. Note the location, the theater, at THNVS. There's a lot more in our interview with Mike Bueller on MyTimmonsNow.com. And a 7-week-old boy in Haileybury is a good luck charm for his grandmother. She won almost $152,000 in the Timmins District Hospital Foundation 50-50 draw for April. Rolly Allaire says she was bawling when she called her husband to share the news. At the top of the to-do with the money list is repairs to the roof of the house that young Clark lives in with his family. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.